The rough rollout of vaccinations as COVID-19 infections skyrocket. It has local leaders calling for more help.
We are the undisputed hotspot of the state. We need more vaccine, and we need to get it out immediately.
This is the South Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. New vaccination sites are opening, and hospitals are doling out doses. Who's able to get the shots and how? Miami-Dade's chief medical officer will join us this hour. The mayor of Broward County also will be with us as frustrations build over when, how, and who is able to be vaccinated. Have you tried to make a COVID-19 vaccination appointment for yourself or a loved one? Share that experience at 800-743-9576. 800-743-9576. The South Florida Roundup is made possible by Willie the Bee Man, bee removal specialist. Welcome to the South Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening and supporting public media. Crashed websites, unanswered phone calls, long lines, confusing communication. This has been the week for some in South Florida hoping to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Through Wednesday, about 100,000 people have been vaccinated in South Florida, according to the state health department. About 8,000 of those have received both doses of a vaccine. It's been a rough rollout, even as new COVID-19 infections surge, with thousands of new cases reported in South Florida every day. The positivity rate over 10%. South Florida leaders are asking for help. This is Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber on Thursday.
We are the undisputed hotspot of the state. Our county alone has had more deaths than 23 states. We need more vaccine, and we need to get it out immediately.
Broward County's website to schedule a vaccine has been overwhelmed and inaccessible for long periods of time. Palm Beach County is accepting appointments only through email, and Miami-Dade County's vaccination registration is full as we're live on this Friday. Have you tried to make a COVID-19 vaccine appointment for yourself, maybe a loved one or a neighbor? Share that experience with us now. We're live on this Friday. We want to hear from you. 800-743-9576. 800-743-WLRN. People are getting doses of vaccines, though. Some are able to get through with the county sites or through hospitals.
Hi, my name is Andrea Bernal. I live in Miami. On Tuesday the 5th, at around 11 a.m., after refreshing multiple times the Jackson Health webpage, I finally managed to book both my parents for a COVID vaccine appointment. They are 71 and 74 respectively. And I got an appointment for that same day on Tuesday at 3:15 on Jackson Memorial on 12th Avenue. We got there, and a few minutes after we started queuing, the queue was very long. It went all the way out onto the street. We were told that they were not going to be taking any more patients and to come again back on Wednesday at any time that we wanted to. So we're back on Wednesday at 7 a.m. They were taking Tuesday appointments as well as Wednesday bookings. And it went pretty well and fast enough. My parents were out and vaccinated by 8:15.
You can share your story of vaccinations this week here in South Florida, calling live during this Friday, 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Dr. Peter Page is the Miami-Dade County Chief Medical Officer. Dr. Page, welcome back to the South Florida Roundup. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so I just hit refresh as we're live on this Friday to the Miami-Dade County registration system. It is full. When will appointments be available again?
You know, a lot of this is really dependent on vaccine availability. We're seeing a tremendous demand, and it's really a supply-demand mismatch currently that we're facing. We opened up at Jackson, for example. We opened up our on-site portal to make appointments, and we went through 12,000 appointments in less than 2 hours. And so it's just right now, you know, predicated on getting more and more vaccine to be able to distribute.
Last hour on the Florida Roundup, we heard from Jared Moskowitz, the director of the Florida Emergency Management Department, who is heading up the distribution of vaccines in Florida. He said he's only able to see what supply is coming into the state 1 week at a time, 7 days hence. And he is expecting about 250,000 doses next week for the entire state. How many of those do you expect to come to Jackson or to Miami-Dade County?
You know, it's really hard to predict, especially with the discussions about opening up. You know, you heard the governor on Wednesday talk about opening up Hard Rock Stadium for vaccinations. As we get drive-through vaccination sites, you know, those are going to absorb a fair amount of the doses coming into the state. And that's going to decrease the amount that we're going to get at individual hospital sites. We've not been told specifically how many we're going to get, you know, and I think that some of that's going to be determined as, you know, it's an extremely evolving situation as new areas open up, you know, to try to accommodate more and more patients. More vaccines are going to be utilized in those areas, making less available to some of the hospitals and systems.
So how is a provider, Jackson, in your case, or Dade County or others, how is a provider to decide how many appointments to open up when they do, you know, hit live again on these appointment websites?
Well, we did it really based on what we get. So, you know, we had 12,000 doses, and so we opened up 12,000 spots.
And those, to be clear, those are 12,000 first doses, Dr. Page?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the second doses are typically not factored into the amount that they're distributing through the state because those have been reserved, and those come in under a separate category to guarantee that people who got the first one will get a second one.
So those will and are being earmarked and set aside, so to speak.
Correct. That's what we're being told.
Because the governor this week, as you heard, was pretty critical of the slow rollout in some hospital systems, which have reserved doses, half the doses in some cases, to make sure those who are getting a vaccine today, when they come back in 21 or 28 days, that another dose is ready for them in the freezer. Do you have those concerns?
You know, we've been playing it by, you know, the standard that we've been told that we'll get the second doses. And so we utilized the first doses that we got. We started second dosing this week, and we've got, you know, plenty of vaccine for the second doses as well. And then we're handling, obviously, the first doses, you know, with that 12,000 allotment that I had mentioned previously.
Yeah. You may have heard the story that Andrea was sharing with us right before we introduced you, Dr. Page. She had made vaccine appointments for her parents, who are in their 70s, so they're eligible, they're old enough, made them for one day at Jackson. They showed up at Jackson that day, didn't have any more vaccine by the time it was their turn, were told to come back the next day, and their appointment was honored. Is that a standard protocol? Is that common?
You know, some of it has been the transition. It's an extremely challenging logistical operation to try to get this many people through in a relatively efficient way, you know, because there's so many factors related to obviously having the vaccine, taking out of storage, you know, getting it prepared for injection, having people to inject. But it's also a lot of, you know, people have to come in, they have to register. We have to track every vaccine that we administer. You know, we submit it through the Florida Shots program. Then we go through the process of, you know, going through consent, giving them the vaccine. We observe them for 15 to 30 minutes prior to allowing them to leave. Then once they leave, you know, we want to have, you know, them to understand that a second shot is due in 21 days. And then working through the scheduling process for that, I've been extremely impressed with the Jackson system and their ability to put this together in a relatively short period of time. And, you know, as we got more and more into the, you know, the swing of it, so to speak, you know, it's gotten much but even better. But people have had, you know, in general, great experience. We're trying to honor all the appointments and utilize all the vaccines that we can.
Dr. Page, if somebody did not have an appointment, is eligible for a vaccine, could they get one today or over the weekend?
Well, you know, the problem is that once we start doing that, then that makes it difficult to accommodate the people who are scheduled because we only have a certain number of slots that we can utilize.
So is the answer no to that? If you don't have an appointment, don't expect to roll up your sleeve?
Yeah, well, typically we would not take people who don't have appointments at this point as we're scheduling everybody ahead of time. If we had openings and the schedule wasn't full, then obviously we'd probably make different accommodations. But in general, we're saying, you know, please schedule your appointment. We'll honor your appointment to the best of our abilities.
And what can you share with us this Friday afternoon about the status of the state vaccination site at Hard Rock Stadium? I understand it's a state managed, operated site, not with the county, not through Jackson, but as the chief medical officer here in Dade County. What are you hearing?
You know, it sounds like it's, you know, that it's kind of a slow rollout, was my understanding. I thought it was going to really kick off today.
A soft opening, I think, is how the governor referred to it on Wednesday when he came to announce that it was going to happen and that, in fact, we had learned that first responders had already been able to get vaccines there.
Yeah, which is great. I think it's a great mechanism, a great vehicle to deliver vaccine to more and more members of our community. It's just that, as I mentioned, the logistical challenges of, you know, vaccine storage and then administration and observation, you know, it's not quite as easy to just roll it out. So I think that they're working through some of those issues as they ramp up speed.
We are speaking with the chief medical officer of Miami-Dade County, Jackson Health Physician, Dr. Peter Page. 800-743-WLRN, your phone number, our phone number, rather, for you to share your experiences and questions regarding COVID-19, the infection rates, which are increasing, the case numbers are certainly increasing, and stories about your effort to perhaps secure a vaccine for yourself or for a loved one. Dr. Page, we're going to talk to some listeners here. Burdette is with us in West Palm Beach. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead. You're on the radio.
Yes. Again, I'm a registered nurse. I'm 74 years old. I do home health. And I have been trying to get a vaccine. I am anxious to get a vaccine. And there has been no response from the health department. I signed up on their website. I've been calling. I can't get through. I tried from Broward to Palm Beach to get through for a vaccine and can't get one. I just think it's a failure. And I am wondering about the people who can't log on to a website. How are they going to be able to register?
Yeah, Burdette, lots of good questions there. Let me ask you a quick question so we have some clarity. You are a working registered nurse now at a hospital or a clinic or something?
No, I'm at a home health agency. The
Understood.
Agency has also applied to the state for authorization so they can give their staff
right.
The vaccine.
But gotcha.
They haven't gotten any response.
Burdette, I appreciate that. Dr. Page, let's a couple of different issues there that she highlights. One is just cross-county vaccination demands. What is Jackson, for instance, experiencing from folks who aren't Miami-Dade County residents? Is there a proof of residency? We know one's not required. Is it requested?
You know, we are not requesting proof of residency. Obviously, we are, you know, obviously identifying people by, you know, ID and age, obviously, because the criteria is greater than 65 currently.
Right.
But we're not isolating to just Miami-Dade County residents. I think that the big issue continues to be that, you know, the demand is far ahead of the supply. And,
yeah.
You know, and all the different counties and all the different organizations are doing all they can to try to get more and more vaccines and get more and more vaccines out. There are a lot of projects that Miami-Dade County and Mayor Levine Cava are doing to try to coordinate, centralize, and logistically manage the distribution of the vaccines through the county and trying to coordinate the delivery of vaccinations throughout the county. They're reaching out to different organizations, you know, in different areas, trying to get, you know, vaccines for people to use in their areas for their organizations. It's just that, yeah. You know, demands much.
Dr. Page, let me ask one other issue that Burdette brings up. She's of age, she says. She's in her 70s, so she meets, you know, checks that mark. And then she also works in healthcare as a home healthcare registered nurse, checks that mark. What would be your advice to her about securing a vaccine?
You know, unfortunately, you need to continue to go back on the sites of access for vaccination appointments that are both local and sometimes outside of your specific region. You know, for example, I'm not familiar with the Palm Beach area from that perspective, but miamidade.gov/vaccine is kind of the centralized area for Miami-Dade County.
Yeah, Palm Beach, as Burdette referred to, it's through the county health department, which is an arm of the state health department.
Okay.
And on the website of the Palm Beach County Health Department agency, it says they're only accepting appointments via an email request, and that they will then get back in touch with folks after they submit their request via email. Lots more questions here, Dr. Page, and phone calls. Pembroke Pines, Virginia, thank you for holding on. You are up next. Go ahead, Virginia.
Well, I am 67, and a friend of mine texted me the website for Broward County on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, and I logged in and tried to get an appointment, and within 15 minutes, I had an appointment for yesterday. So,
wonderful. Tell us about that experience.
It was great. I mean, they said, congratulations, you got an appointment. They sent me the to my email. They sent me the forms that I needed to have to, you know, fill out before I got there. So I got to the park, and, you know, I had it at 12:23, and I had my shot by, like, 12:38. Mm-hmm. And they had a really good system. I mean, they went through, they made sure you had, they checked your documentation. They marked on your car which location you needed to go to get your shots. And they actually put on your windshield how long you had to wait in line to make sure that you were okay before you left. And I
right.
wasn't feeling that great because I didn't hydrate enough. So they kept walking up and down the line of cars saying, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And then, you know, I hydrated, and they said, will you stay, you know, for two more minutes? And then I went away, and
now,
everything was fine.
Virginia, I appreciate you sharing that. Do you have your appointment already for your second dose?
They gave it to you right there and then. When I
yeah.
got my first dose, they gave me a card. They said, come back in 3 weeks, same place, same time.
It must be the
and
Pfizer.
It was really...
Must be the Pfizer dose you got then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody was they were really organized. They were all very nice and very, you know, very careful, make sure that you were feeling okay. I mean, I was really impressed at
how fast
it actually went.
Yeah, good to hear, Virginia. I'm sure there's other folks listening right now that are very frustrated but that didn't have that same experience, but happy to hear that you have been vaccinated and you've had a great experience. In fact, we'll be speaking with the mayor of Broward County, Stephen Geller, coming up in just a few moments. Dr. Page, we'd been asking listeners all week long about sharing their stories about their attempts to get vaccines or appointments for themselves or for others. Dylan Ace of Miami shared with us the experience that he had trying to get a vaccine appointment for his grandparents.
My grandparents are in their 90s. Therefore, it was really important for me to make sure that they got the COVID vaccine as soon as possible. I first found out that Mount Sinai was giving them out for seniors 75 and older, and I repeatedly called Mount Sinai, the number, at the hours it said, and no one ever answered, and I left voicemails various times, and I never got a call back. And I was a little disappointed with that. So when I saw that Jackson announced that they're going to be taking appointments on Tuesday, I was really excited. And I actually logged onto the website on both my iPad and my iPhone. I was able to get in and put the information for them and everything. And when I put in the information, the only thing that happened was at the end, when it got time to put the date and the time that you want for the appointment, that froze. That's expected. I realized that only 12,000 vaccines and how many people are in Miami, and it's the first batch of vaccines that we're giving out, that it would be a lot of people on there. So I just stuck to it, and I kept touching the button where it had the date and kept touching the button for the time over and over until finally, after like maybe 6-8 minutes, it actually worked. And all of a sudden, when I touched the button, it suddenly showed dates, and I was able to hit a date and I was able to get a time. So I'm happy, and I'm going to be taking them tomorrow to get their vaccine at Jackson.
Dr. Page, I'm sure that's a story you've heard quite a bit of loved ones helping their elderly family members. Hit refresh, call in, try to make that, hope to get that appointment, that email confirmation. The CEO of Jackson, Carlos Magoya, this week said that the hospital's ready to vaccinate 2,000 people a day and expects every senior citizen who wants a dose will be able to get one in Dade County by the end of next month. Do you agree with that expectation?
Yeah, I mean, we're ready, you know, and we want to get as much vaccine out there as we can, especially, you know, to the most vulnerable, you know, in our community. And, you know, like I said before, we need the vaccines. And if we can get the vaccines, we're going to do whatever we need to do to accomplish what Mr. Magoya had referenced in his comments. You know, we're all ready. People are motivated. People are excited to help out the community. But we just need more vaccine.
Are you taking delivery of vaccines every day? Is it every few days? What kind of schedule do you have?
At most, it comes, my understanding is, every week, every other week, something like that. We're not getting it every day.
Wow, every other week.
That was more early on.
Gotcha.
I think we're getting it, like, weekly now.
And do you know how many are in the queue for the week ahead?
Well, these are all the appointments that are booked.
The vaccine's already called for, but has Jackson taken possession of the vials for those appointments?
Well, we have the vials for the appointments that are scheduled.
Gotcha.
And now we're starting to look at next week with the ones that have just come in, and we're going to start opening up. You know, we're looking at new appointments for next week based on the vaccines and availability.
Dr. Peter Page is the chief medical officer of Miami-Dade County, also a physician at the Jackson Health System. Dr. Page, nice to have you on the program. Thanks for sharing all the information with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to continue talking about vaccines in South Florida. We're going to move to Broward County next, 800-743-WLRN. Share your story of vaccination here in 2021, 800-743-9576. Welcome back to the South Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. COVID-19 vaccinations began on Sunday in Broward County through the health department. Free appointment-only appointments through a website. But the site has been overwhelmed and is often not working. Please keep trying. The link is the advice on that county website. In Palm Beach County, meantime, the health department wants seniors to request vaccine appointments through email. The appointment line has been filled since Tuesday. This is Palm Beach County Health Director Dr. Alina Alonso on Thursday this week.
I'm caught in between a rock and a hard place. I'm caught between telling them something that I'm going to be lying to them or not saying anything and then having them be frustrated because I'm not saying anything to them.
Have you gotten that COVID-19 vaccination? Have you tried to get an appointment for yourself or a loved one or a friend? 800-743-9576, live on this Friday here in South Florida, 800-743-9576. You can also have the conversation go on social media. We are at WLRN. Some are crossing county lines to get vaccinated.
My name is Jill Saylor. I'm from Boca Raton, Florida, and my husband and I drove to Tradewinds Park to receive a vaccination. We had registered and we had received an appointment with a time and a date for January 5th, but there was no confirmation. And we didn't get a confirmation. We just got a time and a date. So we decided to try and go anyways. We could not believe it. We thought there were going to be so many cars lined up that we arrived at noon. Our appointment was about 1:32, I believe. To our surprise, there was barely anybody there. As we drove through the park heading to the registration area, there were three cars behind us and not one car in front of us. Finally, we got to the registration area and there were five people there standing, waiting to check you off on the list so that you could go across the street and get your vaccination. However, when we got there, our name was not on the list, and as I said before, we had no confirmation. So they refused to give us the vaccination. I was just absolutely shocked that no one was there. We couldn't understand why at this time of day, when vaccinations were so much in demand, and when we checked on the website, there were so few places to register. And then I checked all day long after we got no confirmation. Then we get to the park and there's like nobody there. How could this have happened? Where were these people? And across the street where the vaccinations were given, we drove by there and there were maybe 30 cars. So we really wanted to make sure that the community knew that so much time was wasted when so many people are looking for vaccines, and hope that in the future it will be distributed as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
That was Jill's experience. Jill from Boca Raton going to Broward County in search for a vaccine. 800-743-WLRN, our live telephone number on this Friday. Stephen Geller is with us now, mayor of Broward County. Mayor Geller, welcome back to WLRN and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
When will Broward County Health be accepting new appointments for vaccinations?
Well, first of all, let me be clear. It's the Florida Department of Health in Broward. Broward County itself, the Broward County government, doesn't have one shot of vaccine. However,
why is that designation important, Mayor Geller?
Well, because I've had, I've lost track of how many angry phone calls and angry emails saying, why did the county set up a website that's not working? Why did you do this wrong? And we never set up a website. We don't have any vaccines. We are trying to assist the Florida Department of Health in Broward that is doing this. But let me answer your question in reference to what's wrong with the website. It's not. The fundamental problem is that when Governor DeSantis said he will give seniors priority, he never said that you could get vaccinated the next day, but that's unfortunately what seniors heard. At the time he said that, I looked up on Monday, there were enough vaccines in the state of Florida to give vaccinations to approximately 568,000 people, two doses. 568,000 people out of the 20 million population. There's 4.5 million seniors in the state of Florida. If you take off the medical providers, maybe there were 450,000 doses left. That's only enough to vaccinate 10% of the seniors. So the Florida Department of Health in Broward has set up the following locations: Vista View Park, Tradewinds Park, Markham Park, Holiday Park, Central Broward Park in Waterhill. Mm-hmm. Carl Square should be going online on Monday, and Sunrise Lakes in Oakland Park should be going online sometime next week. Now, the problem is simple math. If we will have ultimately, right now we would have about eight locations that can do 500 per day. They each are open 5 days a week, although there is always one that's open every day. But so there's that 500 per week, 5 days, it's 2,500 a week. At eight locations, that's 20,000 a week. I hope we'll get up to 10 locations. The hospitals in Broward, Cleveland Clinic, the Memorial Hospital chain, and the North Broward chain, I think that they will be giving maybe 10,000 per week. So you're looking at 30 or 35,000 a week. We have 340,000 seniors in Broward. Do the math.
That's 10 weeks.
It's probably
10, 11 weeks.
From the day we started. My guess is as we hopefully we can open up some more sites, it's probably another 6 to 8 weeks before every senior in Broward that wants a vaccination can get one. So the problem is you can't all get it tomorrow. And I understand the very, very reasonable frustration. Seniors are anxious and scared because they're extremely vulnerable. I understand that. I'm not faulting them. I'm just saying that everybody can't get it next week because there aren't enough vaccines and there aren't enough people who can put shots into arms.
So regarding the vaccine supply, Mayor Geller, your point about this is being operated from the State Department of Health and the branch in Broward County, understood. And there's also hospitals that have vaccine and other long-term care facilities have a separate program. Are you made aware? Are you informed?
Management.
Right. Are you informed as the mayor of Broward County which sites are going to get how many doses, or how many doses are coming into the county on a weekly basis?
I am not. I am not. The director of the Florida Department of Health in Broward, Dr. Paula Thatchy, knows, but to the extent that she knows. I had a press conference on Tuesday. Monday night, I personally spoke with Jared Moskowitz, the director of Department of Emergency Management. I personally spoke with Dr. Thatchy, and they gave me the most up-to-date information on Monday night. By the time I gave my press conference on Tuesday morning, information from both had changed.
Yeah.
Because each is trying to do as good a job as they can, but their ability to work is based on how many vaccines they are getting from the state, and the state is dependent on how many vaccines they're getting from the federal government. So when I said I think that we can vaccinate every senior in Broward, at least with the first dose, in 6 to 8 weeks, that is true if we have an uninterrupted supply of vaccine at the current level. If the amount of vaccine increases, we can probably get it done maybe a week or two faster. If the amount of vaccine gets cut off or shrinks or is delayed, it would be longer. And I heard what somebody else said. I can only counsel patients because with both the hospitals and the state, I know that the state website is opening up on a regular basis. I don't know whether it's every day or every other day, but they're adding people. But if you add another 10,000 slots, that number will be filled up and taken in half an hour or an hour.
And to that point, Mayor Geller, let me ask you, we got an email from Harley who wrote us and says, I am 63 and confused. On January 3rd, I went to Broward covidvaccine.com/appointments website. I answered a few questions, entered my true date of birth, and was able to make an appointment for the vaccination on January 9th. I received an email confirmation, printed the consent form. Now I'm hearing from other sources that if not 65, I'll be turned away. How can the site ask for a date of birth and still give me an appointment?
I have no idea because did I mention it's not a Broward County website?
Yes, you did. Right. Broward is in the website URL, but yes, it is a State Department of Health website that has in Broward County. Right.
Right.
So have you communicated or the county staff communicated to the State Department of Health about these, at best, oversights, at worst, just ignorance of having to code the appointments in such a way that if somebody puts in a date of birth that does not equal 65 or older, they get kicked out?
That is the first time I have heard of that particular complaint, and I will pass it on. I speak with Dr. Thatchy several times a week.
Yeah.
Broward County has a county administrator, and the county administrator speaks with Dr. Thatchy several times a day. Understand that when the governor made the announcement, the Dr. Thatchy and all of the separate departments felt throughout the state had to scramble to be ready, and one of the things that they had to do was quickly set up a website. When you set up a website that you can never, that where the demand so dramatically exceeds the supply, there were glitches in the website.
So when you say Dr. Thatchy set up the website, I'm presuming that's the State Department of Health in Broward County set up this website, but not Broward County government.
She's the director of the.
Understood.
That is correct. But, I mean, when I say she set up the website, she hired a well-known international firm to do that. I don't want to mention the name because I think if I mention the name, that could help in hacking. But it is, one of the, large corporations in the world that deals with these types of issues.
One of the takeaways of Harley's email, sorry for the interruption, Mary Geller. One of the takeaways from Harley's email is those appointments that are filled now, not allowing folks to make appointments at this website, could be filled by people like Harley who are younger than 65.
If that, this is the first time I have heard of that, and I will follow up on that.
Okay.
But he may have done that in the very early days of when the website was up in the year or two.
Yeah.
Before they had refined it.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Mary Geller, about our visitors this time of year, the snowbirds from the Northeast here in Broward County, or even Canadians who come in winter here. What's the communication?
If they have an address here and a Florida driver's license, then they'll be taken. As far as the state is concerned, if you have a Florida's driver's license, you're a resident of Florida.
So we had heard many days ago that there was no residency requirement. What you're hearing is that at least a Florida driver's license is required.
I hear, but again, not being run by the county, so I can't say that for sure.
Right.
But I know that people have asked me, and I was told by the by the hospital district that what was required was a Florida driver's license, but that may be a requirement that one of the hospital districts has imposed.
Yeah.
Because remember, the hospital district are doing it separate from the Department of State. The hospital districts are getting their supply directly from Tallahassee, not through the local Department of Health.
Right.
By the way, Broward, however many complaints we've received that people can't get vaccinations immediately, I think that Dr. Fauci did a pretty good job compared to other parts of the state, where they had seniors waiting overnight, all night, on a first-come, first-served basis. That, in my opinion, was a disaster. So, I recognize the frustration that not everybody can be vaccinated right away, but I think everybody will be able to get an appointment within the month, and I think everybody will be able to get a shot in their arm, every senior, within 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. Mary Geller, I'm going to take some quick phone calls here. Eric is in Miami Gardens. That's in Dade County, technically.
Right.
Eric is, he tells us he's waiting.
And in fact it is.
That's right. And in fact, yes, geographically speaking, yes, it is. But Eric tells us he's waiting in line for the vaccine at Hard Rock. This just opened today, Eric. Did you have an appointment?
I made an appointment for my aunt, who's over 65, and I brought her here to the Hard Rock. We had an 11:15 appointment. We got online at about 10:30. Initially, it went smoothly for the first mile, and then the last 0.3 of a mile, we've essentially been at a standstill since 10:45. And the frustrating part is there's no one here to give the information or explain why things are not progressing. You have someone who checks you in at the beginning, and then they check you as you get closer to the tent. But you can see people getting frustrated, leaving their cars, lining up at the porta potties that they've put out here for us. But
and do you have certain documentation that was requested when you checked in?
So at check-in, they ask to see ID of the person who has the appointment, and they want the email confirmation.
Yeah.
Pardon
me, Eric. On the ID, did they require a Florida driver's license?
They didn't ask. My aunt is a Florida resident, The license was a Florida one.
Yeah. Eric, hold the line here with us. Good luck. Thank you for checking in there, waiting almost motionless for 2 hours there at Hard Rock Stadium on this Friday. Mary Geller, we have a question about transportation and being able to get a vaccine. Teresa is in Fort Lauderdale, and I fact-checked this, Mary Geller. Fort Lauderdale is, in fact, in Broward County. So here we go. A resident of the county you are mayor of. Teresa, thank you for calling in. Go ahead. Please tell us your story.
Well, my story. I am 78 years old. And I don't have transport. First, I tried all the websites. I never got through any. But the biggest problem is that I don't have transportation. Even if I go to Lyft, then I can stay in between cars to go to the tent. So did they ever think of people without transportation?
Teresa, great question. Mayor Geller, how about for Teresa and other seniors?
Well, there are two things I would say. Number one, the county parks, which is where the Florida Department of Health is doing it, are drive-through. However, the hospitals are not drive-through. So they are, you go in. So a lot of them, instead of having to wait in line in a car, and by the way, being away from bathroom facilities,
right.
She could go to one of the hospitals if she's able to get the appointment through them. And the county does have a paratransit program that is able to provide transit for people to hospitals and other medical locations and, in fact, other locations. Additionally, I can tell you that yesterday and again this morning, I was speaking with the county attorney and the county administrator, and the county administrator is working with Dr. Fauci, who again is the Florida Department of Health, to see if the county would be willing, is working on trying to provide transportation if the Florida Department of Health is able to set up some, you know, site for transportation disabled or physically disabled seniors. Actually, there's two separate issues here. Number one is people that just can't get to sites and are in serious need of transportation. So we're working on that. And we're also working on people that have severe disabilities and they're homebound.
Right.
Again, the county is trying to figure out how, if we can provide transportation, if the state can provide the vaccine.
So for the time being, for Teresa, the advice is to look for a vaccine appointment at a hospital and then perhaps go through the Broward County Transportation Options Program, the TOPS program that includes the paratransit bus.
The TOPS program is the paratransit. Yeah, so I would recommend that she try and first make the appointment at one of the hospitals. Again, I know that all of them are full, but I also know that every week they're opening up their site and getting more reservations.
Mayor Geller, we'll let you go. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts and giving us the information here on WLRN. Thank you. Stephen Geller is the mayor of Broward County here with us on the South Florida Roundup. We're going to continue talking about vaccines in South Florida. How are assisted living facilities handling the demand for vaccines? You can join us at 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. More to come after this. Welcome back to the South Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening. When the COVID-19 vaccines were first given emergency okay, frontline healthcare workers and people living and working in long-term care facilities were the priority. Just before Christmas, Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order expanding the priority to making the priority people 65 years old and older. There are more than 3,000 assisted living facilities in Florida with more than 100,000 beds. The federal government partnered initially with Walgreens and CVS to vaccinate assisted living facility residents, and we're just learning on this Friday that Governor Ron DeSantis is expanding to include at least one additional firm in Florida to help assist those assisted living facilities vaccinate residents. If you work or have a family member in an ALF, what have you experienced trying to get vaccinated? 800-743-WLRN is our phone number live on this Friday, 800-743-9576. Bryce Robinson is with us, Senior Regional Director of Operations at Sonata Senior Living with facilities in South Florida. Bryce, thanks for joining us. Have workers at your ALF facilities in South Florida, the workers, been vaccinated?
Good afternoon. As of today, we don't have vaccinations in place that have been distributed through the program through CVS and Walgreens for staff or for residents. Our first vaccinations roll on January 11th, and that's in the Central Florida market. And we'll be expecting vaccines in the South Florida market as soon as the 18th.
So that would be a week from this Monday for your South Florida facilities. And on that day or the following days, how will those be allocated at your facilities in terms of staff and residents?
The program through CVS and Walgreens is doing up to 100 vaccinations per day. So the larger facilities, we have one in Orlando, will require a two-day visit per clinic. So CVS and Walgreens have until January 11th through the program to schedule with, as you said, 3,000 assisted living facilities in the state.
Right.
So they're just shy of that deadline now. And we have successfully scheduled all 11 of our communities as of yesterday. We got confirmation on the last two, which are in Palm Beach County and Broward County, respectively.
And are you anticipate
3 clinic days. Go ahead.
And Bryce, are you working specifically with Walgreens or CVS at the South Florida facilities, or is it both that could be working with your ALFs?
It's both. We're about a 50-50 split company-wide, and in South Florida, we have 3 with CVS and 2 with Walgreens going up to Indian River County down to Broward County.
Yeah. So they're scheduled, these pharmacies are expected to schedule and coordinate with sites directly, and it sounds like that has happened with your ALFs here?
Yes, we were on, we had to wait for CVS and Walgreens to reach out to us. So initially, everybody had to register, all providers had to register for the clinic, and up until yesterday, we did not have an answer yet for one of our Palm Beach County communities in Boca Raton, as well as Broward County, the city of Coconut Creek. We had not yet heard, which led to a lot of family members reaching out, expressing concern. Why had others been scheduled and not these? And unfortunately, as a provider, we were at the mercy of the scheduling of those two pharmacies.
Tell me more about what you're hearing from family and from residents regarding the schedule of vaccinations when the CDC recommendation has been that long-term care facility residents and staff be the 1A priority.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think it goes with your previous guest. I'd say the number one reaction is frustration. A lot of adult children are reaching out wondering why that their in-law or their aunt or their uncle can go get the vaccine at one of the general public facilities, such as the Hard Rock or the hospitals locally, but yet their loved one still does not have access. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the caller you had in the previous segment where she was asking, what do we do if we're homebound?
Right.
And in assisted living facilities, you know, typically they are more homebound. We do have transportation, but not individualized on that scale. So the thing that was most concerning, and I think what has families most anxious, is that we're in a group care setting. You know, group care settings are great for a lot of things, but when you have a contagious virus such as COVID-19, protecting those people who are in group care settings has to take priority. And it's unfortunate that people can go get vaccinated when they do have the ability to isolate and distance themselves within their own home versus somebody who's living in, for lack of a better term, an apartment complex.
Bryce, let me ask you, at your Sonata Senior Living facilities, have any of your staff been vaccinated?
As of today, no.
And any residents, have they been vaccinated?
Not through any of these programs. I do believe we've had one, possibly two residents, I'd have to look at my notes, that have gone outside of our walls through one of the programs with family support to achieve vaccination.
Yeah.
And then have returned. And, you know, the skilled nursings were prioritized higher as well, the skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes. So we've taken a few admissions from skilled nursings that have at least the first dose of the vaccine. And
Bryce,
we will have to transport them back.
I just have 30 seconds left here. As you work with your residents about what to expect here in South Florida in the next 10 days when the vaccinations may begin for Sonata Senior Living facilities, what percentage of residents have consented, have agreed to get the vaccine?
99%+ of Sonata senior living residents have authorized and given us consent for the vaccine. So we're very excited about that.
Bryce, I appreciate you sharing the story with us. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
Bryce Robinson, Senior Regional Director of Operations at Sonata Senior Living Facilities, they have five facilities in South Florida. That is our program for the South Florida Roundup this week, produced by Denise Royal. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Lance Dixon, our digital editor, News Director Terrence Shepard, Alicia Zuckerman is our editorial director. WLRN's Director of Radio Programming is Jason Zabka. The Director of Radio Operations and the program's technical supervisor is Peter J. Mertz. Richard Ives answers the phones. Sorry we couldn't get to all of your phone calls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for tweeting us. And be sure to follow WLRN for the latest information about the COVID-19 pandemic and efforts for vaccination. I'm Tom Hudson. The program is made possible by Willie the Bee Man, Bee Removal Specialist.